Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveland, very much. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. What a beautiful morning. Oh, my goodness gracious. I've been out with the dogs and the cat and out in the yard, and this is what makes it worthwhile. Certainly, we have some challenging times in North Texas. This is a wonderful time in North Texas. We are here to talk about the plants at your place, and all you have to do is pick up that phone and give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you. Let me give you those numbers. I'll establish our phone lines, and they're all open and available to you right now. So if you've had a hard time getting through in times past, no hard time right now at 214-787-1820. 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. If you're on a Verizon phone, you can reach us at #820. Hit the pound sign, then 820. Lee Rise is running the boards for us today. RJ Williams and Mike Sutton, my master gardener friend, who has been screening calls for me now in his 18th year as my friend of doing this, and I'm immensely grateful. Mike is a horticulture graduate from Purdue, and so he brings a lot of talent. He works in the industry, and so when he screens, I get top-notch calls. When you call, I get top-notch calls, let's put it that way. So anyway, we'd love to hear from you, but we got to have some phone calls to get the program started. 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. The Verizon number is the pound sign and 820. Our electronic newsletter, I believe, let's see, what is today, will go out this week. And on Thursday, it is free and always will be. And you can sign up for it at Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. NeilSperry.com is the website. NeilSperry.com. NeilSperry. We have about 35,000 people who get it, and it is free. It always will be. We don't spam you. It is timely, reliable, and a lot of fun, and we get a lot of nice comments on it. So it'll come to your mailbox Thursday night about 10 o'clock this week. That's at NeilSperry.com. Click down in the lower right-hand corner of the homepage, and you'll see it down there, and then you'll also see a very thin bar that says click to see a recent example, and we put that up about this time each month to make sure you can see the last one. A lot of the stuff will be out of date by now, but you can see what it's going to look like. So that's what we have. Let's do our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, Brandy. Actually, this is a pet left over from last week. Brandy did not get herself adopted. She's a spunky, outgoing shepherd mix. She's a pup still waiting for a home. She just turned a year old, and her favorite birthday present would be a home to go to, and your home, a new, loving, forever family. That's Brandy at the McKinney Shelter of the SPCA. Let's try to get her adopted today. She's a darling dog. Today's SPCA Texas dog is Freckles, a two-year-old spaniel mix with a velvety white fur coat and lots of red freckles all over. He sort of resembles a red velvet cake, and they promise he is just as sweet. He's a very friendly, outgoing guy who has all the smarts as well as the looks. He's already house trained. He really is a very handsome dog. I opened up the photo larger so I could see him very, very well, and he is great. He's already house trained, leash trained. He knows basic commands. Freckles weighs just shy of 40 pounds, so he's slender, he's healthy, he likes to stay fit. He enjoys moderate exercise, so if you're looking for a walking buddy, he would love to keep you company. Freckles is a great motivator, but don't worry, he's past the puppy phase. You don't have to worry about his jumping or pulling on the leash. He was raised as an inside dog. He's used to being a part of a family. He's very loyal, always wants to protect the ones he loves, so he promises always to keep you safe. Freckles would do well in a family with older kids, 12 and over, and he's never lived with any other dogs or cats before, but he's open to making new friends. I love the way they write these. They are just fabulous. And you know, you say, well, yeah, they see this dog. They pass by 30 miles an hour in a car and they see the dog through the window of the shelter and they go write something like this. That is not the case. The volunteers at the SPCA of Texas work with their pets. I wouldn't be a bit surprised, but the leash training is probably something that he has acquired while he's been there at the shelter. They have a 1-acre walking park and the volunteers walk the dogs in that park and train them for leash activities because that's so important when they get adopted out. So anyway, this is a wonderful dog. His name is Freckles. And so they invite you to come on out to the SPCA shelter today from noon until 6. 7 days a week it's open. This is the McKinney shelter of the SPCA. I just described Freckles, and we have Brandy from last week, and they have probably, I don't know how many, but I'll bet 100 other fine dogs and cats and probably a miscellaneous donkey or something there. I don't know that. But you can see all the pets that they have at spca.org/findapet. spca.org/findapet. I want to give this whole project a little bit of a boost, because we've had 22 dogs in our married life, and 20 of them have been shelter dogs. And the last probably 15 have been SPCA of Texas pets. Just like all the pets, Freckles has already been neutered. He's had all his age-appropriate vaccines, and they invite you out today. Also, the shelter in McKinney is at 8411 Stacy Road. It used to be Farm to Market 720. There are some old-timers who will still know it that way. Stacy Road is what Main Street turns into if you come out of Frisco headed to the east. As you cross Custer, it's Stacy Road, and they're just east of Custer. If you're coming from Central or from 121, just take Stacy, and the Perry campus will appear off on the south side there on the very near Craig Ranch. The SPCA shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road, and they too are open noon until 6, 7 days a week. That's the SPCA of Texas, sponsored today by the great people at Ortho. And we're going to talk specifically about Ortho Orthene Fire Ant Killer and Ortho Max Fire Ant Killer Broadcast Granules. Don't let ants keep you from enjoying your lawn this year. Fight back with Ortho's powerful lineup of indoor insect killer products to keep the fire ants away. Some outdoor activity there as well, I might add. For best results, learn the two-step approach to controlling fire ants. Use Ortho Orthene Fire Ant Killer for existing mound treatment. Kills the queen and destroys the mound. One 12-ounce bottle will treat 54 mounds. Apply it when the fire ants are active. Do not apply it during heavy dew or just before a rain. Treat new mounds as they appear. Use Ortho Max Fire Ant Killer Broadcast Granules for broadcast treatment. Apply it uniformly over your lawn and water the lawn after the application. It kills the queens and the mounds and prevents fire ants for up to 6 months. It covers up to 5,000 square feet. For the best results, apply it in the morning or late evening when it's cool and when the ants are most active. To find a retailer near you, go to ortho.com. That is Ortho Fire Ant Killer and Ortho Max Fire Ant Killer Broadcast Granules. They are absolutely fantastic products, and you would expect only that from a great company like Ortho. Ortho.com, Ortho, Orthene Fire Ant Killer, and Ortho Max Fire Ant Killer Broadcast Granules.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's NEILSPERRY. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
All right, thank you very, very much. And I think I misread that copy when I got into that indoor thing. I thought we had a typo, and I think the typo was in my mind. So credit where it's due. I get the credit. We're ready to get our program underway, and we have several calls. Thank you very much for that. Let's start out with Jeremy and Wiley. Jeremy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, I'm glad you called. You called early. Thank you.
Hey, I've got cedar elms on a property that I just bought, and it's got holes from either holes in a line on the trunk of it, and I'm trying to find out how detrimental that is to the tree.
Is caused by sapsuckers or woodpeckers, the woodpecker family of birds. A bird will get on the tree and will just move left and right. It looks like a row of machine gun holes, and it is harmless. They do not indicate that there are insects in there, nor do they draw insects to that spot. They're not feeding on insects. They're feeding on the sap, and it is a whole scheme of thing. It's about as serious as a pimple on a teenager's nose.
Well, great. great. That's good to hear. Neil, can I get one more question about, do you have any idea how to get rid of thorns growing out of the ground on, wild property or anything like that?
Yeah, and describe the thorns to me.
Just thorns coming right up, and there's no blooms. I guess they have like a little bit of an ivy leaf to them.
Yeah, that would be Smilax briars, S-M-I-L-A-X, Smilax briars. And I have that in, and I'm going to give you the answer, but if you miss any part of it, I have it in neilsperry.com, most asked questions. And if you enter Smilax, it'll take you right to it. Smilax briars are very common on rural property in North Texas and all across Texas for that matter. The plant has leaves, but it doesn't have very many leaves in proportion to the size of the stems and the roots. And it's a very strong-growing, thorny vine, actually kind of pretty leaves. That's the disgusting part of it all. And the way that you control it, I do not believe that broadleafed weed killers are going to be effective on it. I've not had good luck with it because there isn't enough leaf surface to take in enough of the weed killer to do the job for such a strong plant.
Okay.
And secondly, the leaves are very waxy. It's hard to hold the weed killer on the plants. So I have steps 1 and 3 that I go to. Step 2 might have been to spray regrowth. Step 1 is to, and this is what I did with 8 of our 11 acres where our home is. We had Smilax up to the chest deep, and I hired the neighbor, or still our neighbor 42 years later, I hired him to use his brush hog to level everything. Probably of that, I would guess that less than 1% of the plants came back. They cannot handle repetitive mowing. The ones that came back were the ones that were right up around tree trunks and were kind of hard to mow and shred. And for those, I hand dug them and still do when I see them. I rarely see them anymore because we pretty well brought it under control. But spraying is not a very effective control, and the mowing gets rid of most of it, and then the balance you just hand dig with a sharpshooter. Jeremy, I got to run, but that'll get you on your way.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. All right, we're going to take our first longer break, and we'll load those phone lines up fully. We have Connie in Azle, Charles in Fort Worth, Maggie in LaVon, and Terry in Fort Worth, and we'll move through the calls fairly quickly. 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP, and Verizon is #820. Let me do these out of sequence just a little bit. I'm going to tell you about Arborological Services, leaders in tree care, the experts that your trees deserve. I see a lot of trees that have been damaged this spring by the storms, and Arborological Services does terrific work. They are the people that you need to call. It always amazes me as strongly as I endorse and embrace and suggest and recommend and talk about Arborological Services that someone will ask me, who do you recommend for tree care? Oh, come on, listen. Arborological Services. Maybe they can't remember the name. It's a mouthful. And I've been doing ads for them for more than 20 years, and for a long time I spelled that name. It's Arbor, and then the letter I, logical. And that's not a cute made-up name. That is a serious forestry dendrology name dealing with the culture, the growth and production of trees. All trees. That's all they think about. These people wake up in the morning and the first thing they think of is, what trees am I going to get to meet today? They have won the awards. They have a team that can do any level of tree management, maintenance, and salvation. Salvation of your trees. Your trees are going to be happy to see them drive in. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. The Fort Worth area number is 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts, no spaces. The website, arborological.com. Arborological.com for Arborological Services.
Ag Power is celebrating John Deere's 175th anniversary with a special offer on Select Series riding mowers. When you've got serious landscaping to do, the John Deere Select Series has all the muscle you need to tackle any chore. Come in for a test drive and get $300 off the X500 Series or $350 off the X700 Series. Plus, we've got tons of other great Deere season deals going on. So stop by Ag Power today or visit us online at ag-power.com. Offer ends 7/31/2012. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for complete details.
Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. They've stood by us when we've had wet soils in 2007 and several times this spring. They have stood by us when we've had dry soils. It seems to me that maybe last year might have been a drought. Wow. And they were there doing heroic things for foundations. They will come to your home. If you have the typical foundation problems, you know, you're seeing cracks or saw cracks last summer, if the doors and windows are drifting open or shut, or if they're stuck shut, or if they're operating strangely, you have cracks in tile floors, you have cracks in sheetrock. I think cracks may be the operative word. That's the Groucho Marx say the secret word on this one is cracks. If you're seeing that, then you need to call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their home inspection takes about an hour to an hour and a half. It is extremely thorough and it is extremely free. And then when they do their work, they do it extremely well, and they give you the first ever guarantee for the lifetime of their work, lifetime of the house. Now, others have copied that, but wouldn't you want to go to the company that said, you know, we can do better than our industry has done? They've been doing that all the time, 20 years now that I've been doing, almost 20 years, I've been doing ads for them. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. Give them a call for that free home inspection and let them perform their magic if needed. If it's not needed, they will tell you that, and that's the integrity of this fine company. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003 on the web, foundationrepairs.com. That's plural, foundationrepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair.
Create the outdoor oasis you imagine. Encore azaleas add bright, beautiful color to your garden in spring, summer, and fall. Plant any of Encore Azalea's 25 bloom colors and sizes today and enjoy beautiful azalea blooms in spring, summer, and fall. Visit EncoreAzalea.com now to find a garden center near you. Encore Azalea, the world's best-selling azalea. Ask for Encore Azalea by name.
Gardens Magazine has long been recognized as the best regional gardening magazine in America. We think it is, but we don't get a vote because we're a little close to it. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We've been publishing it for 26 years. I will guarantee that you will like it or I'll refund every penny. That's always been our policy. We don't have to do that very often. People are very, very surprised and satisfied and happy with the magazine. Our renewal rate is great and our success with the magazine has been just very heartwarming. I love doing this. My goal when I began commercial horticulture 35 years ago was that I wanted to, first of all, have the integrity and the honesty and provide quality products. And my magazine now in its 26th year, I think, is doing that and has done that all along. Every word of it is written specifically for Texas. Every word of it applies to your Texas landscape and garden. I proofread every word of it to make sure. And I'm very careful, as is our editor. More credit to her than to me. About getting Texas-based garden authorities. We only want people who know this state. Now, here's the special offer we have for you. It is a wonderful offer. Our magazine is normally $23.95 per year. You can get it for less than $15 a year by getting a three-year subscription today before 11 o'clock. 3 years for $44.95, satisfaction guaranteed, and here's the best part. New or renewal. If you're already taking the magazine, you can re-up at this point and save all of that money. It's normally, if you get a three-year subscription, $59.95. You're paying $44.95. Any way you slice and dice it, it's a great deal. Here's the number. 3 years of the magazine, $44.95, satisfaction guaranteed, new or renewal, 800-752-GROW, with an O, not a zero. You must call before 11 o'clock today, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. To our phones we go to Connie in Azle. Connie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. We have a place down on the Brazos, and we have a mimosa tree that's approximately probably 7 to 8 years old, 15 to 20 feet high. Mm-hmm. And early in the spring, it had some leaves up at the top and leaves around the bottom. And now everything is dead except some of the limbs down at the bottom. Should we cut it back? And if so, when?
How strongly is it coming out down below?
Not real strong, but I mean, it's not like it's dead completely.
Well, let me just express a few opinions.
Okay.
Number one, is this rural property or is it a home?
It's rural.
Number one, mimosa's life expectancy is probably 15 or 20 years. They're very short-lived, highly problematic trees, lots of problems. I grew up with mimosa trees. I like them, but I don't want one because of all the problems that they have. It sounds like it got too dry. That's a typical symptom of drought damage. It sounds like it has died at the top and is trying to come back from its roots. There are enough other problems that could cause the same symptoms, but that certainly is what I'm seeing on a lot of them around North Texas right now. If you cut it back to the strongest of those shoots and let it develop, you'll probably end up with some kind of an odd stump of a trunk, but you'll have a new vigorous growth, my guess would be, on the tree. The question then would be, do you want it looking that way? And secondly, do you want it in the first place? So I'm giving you a pretty heavy dose of my own personal opinion here, and I apologize for that. But when I'm landscaping, we have 11 acres out in the country, and when I landscape our rural property, I want trees that look kind of like they were there when we got there. I don't want to move in. Now, around my house, I have plants that are certainly not from the area, but when I get farther out away from the house, I want things that kind of blend in well. That's my unasked for opinion. Can we still be friends?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Neil.
You betcha. Take care, Connie. Let's go to Charles in Fort Worth. Charles, I think I can help you kind of quickly. What's your question?
My wife planted, about 5 years ago, planted a weeping willow.
Yes, sir.
Last year it lost all her leaves, and she watered it every day. But this year we're having no leaves come out at all.
Well, the life expectancy of a weeping willow may be one of two trees that would have a shorter life expectancy than the mimosa that was just called about. When we talk about not planting fast-growing trees, it's for that reason. They have very short life expectancies. Willows, I would say 5 to 7 years on average. Now, sometimes when you have them along a stream bed or a lake, not a backyard pond, but for example, a pond that has a constant level of moisture, they'll live 15 or 20 years. And they're lovely trees. I like weeping willows a great deal. Once again, I grew up with one right outside my bedroom window in College Station, but it lived about 7 years. I started as a cutting before I left and transferred from college from A&M to Ohio State as a junior. Tree was gone. Cottonwood borers are usually the reason that they die early. This is a big black and white beetle that gets in them. It'll get in them once they're 3 or 4 years old. You may not see the beetle. You probably will. You may not think about it, but then you'll see the holes with sawdust coming out. That's one thing. Drought is a horrific problem for them, and I can't speak to whether she was watering enough or not. I don't know that. And then the third thing is a fungal disease called cotton root rot, which is very much a problem in our blackland prairie soils. So there are three strikes and, you know, two strikes and a third swing, and we don't know if that third swing is the problem on the watering or not, but I think if I were you, I'd be looking for another tree.
All right,
I'm sorry, but that's the truth as I know it, such as it is. Thanks for the call. All right, we're going to take a break for Jerry Overton. Jerry will have the newscast in just a moment. Dalworth Clean. You can rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I've told you about Dalworth now. I'm in my 32nd year of telling you about this company on the radio. Love this company. You know what I like most about Dalworth? No, I can't do that. It's a long list. I can't choose my favorite child here. But the things that I admire about Dalworth, number one, James Smith and how quiet he is about how he operates his company, but his beady-eyed dedication to customer satisfaction. He told me 32 years ago in my living room, I want you to get people to me the first time. We'll take it from there. We'll have them then forever because I want them happy with our work, and we'll make sure they are happy. And he still believes in that. He's expanded his service line. He used to just do carpet cleaning and drapery cleaning. Well, that's no problem. In fact, the special right now is $29 per area on five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth Clean. $29 per area, five areas or more. But he also does tile and grout and marble polishing, and he does hardwood floor, sandless resurfacing. They have an incredible facility for oriental rugs, the fine rugs, natural stone. They do it all. They do it all. They have fine floors, Dalworth Fine Floors at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. They're open 6 days a week, and they're fabulous. We're buying some new carpeting for my magazine office from there. Dalworth, keeping North Texas homes the next best thing to new since 1975. $29 per area on five areas or more of carpet cleaning. You can book online at Dalworth.com, or you can call them tomorrow. They're closed Sundays. 214-817-2678. 214 or 817-267-8433, Dalworth.com.
Opinions, ideas, agreements, disagreements. This is Life on your radio. 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
One of my wife's favorite additions to our home over the last 10 years has been the addition of Sunburst Shutters. This is a company based right here in the Metroplex. They use a synthetic man-made product called Polywood. In fact, they are the proprietary owners of this product and of this process. Polywood Shutters from Sunburst Shutters. This is the company that will make plantation style shutters, 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inches in size, louver size, and you'll never have to paint them because they are color fast, either white or off-white. If you need to have them painted to match trim color in your home, you don't always have to do that. Let your decorator help you, or let them help you when they come for the measurements. But if you do have to paint them for some reason, then they can do that in their paint booth. And if you have wood shutters and wood trim and wood everything and want to have wood shutters, they make those. That's how they got in the business, and they'll stain them for you to match. So they are ready to do shutters. Any opening in your home, even the oddball ones. I have been instructed that I am not to say they've never met an opening they couldn't put a shutter in. I'm not allowed to say that. I haven't seen that happen yet. I guess they're afraid of the really bizarre one that's out there somewhere. They're really good people. And the shutter is the shutters that they do custom fit to every opening in your home. 214-343-2601. By the way, now available also in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. They'll come to your home. Call to set an appointment. They'll bring samples. 214-343-2601. On the web, it's sunburstshutters.com. And on the newsroom line right now, WBAP's 24/7 newsroom, Jerry Overton. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time now, 8:33. A Central Texas school near Fort Hood reviewing security policies at secondary schools. This after two students found to have weapons at middle schools on Friday. Activists say Syrian troops have resumed shelling of opposition areas. Districts in a suburb of the capital of Damascus are under fire. Activists say two people have been killed so far. A senior Iranian commander says that country has reverse-engineered an American spy drone captured by Tehran's armed forces last year. Says Iran has begun building a copy. The tightly restricted airspace over London, expected to get a lot more crowded for the Olympics this year. Officials taking security and safety measures. Officials say the zone surrounding London, from which private planes, hot air balloons, and microflights are banned, will increase by up to 30 miles in all directions on July the 16th. WBAP News Time now, 8:34.
In Dallas, southbound I-35E at Illinois Avenue, debris is reported in the center lane. Traffic is slow in the area. This report brought to you by Hammermill Paper. Hammermill Copy Plus Paper is guaranteed 99.99% jam-free. Now $24.99 a case at Staples after easy rebate. Offer good in-store only. Limit 2. Ends April 28th. Hammermill, no worries. With the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
And the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Sunny and 78 today. Maybe a little breezy. Winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 49. Sunny and 74 tomorrow. 79 on Tuesday. On Wednesday and Thursday, look for partly sunny skies, highs in the low 80s. Right now, we have mostly sunny skies, 59 degrees at DFW Airport. It's 8:35. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry, very much. When you are planning your home's landscape, it's very important that you choose the right tree for the right place. I have two advertisers, and they both are pronounced Encore. One is Encore Azaleas. They're not going to cause a problem with your power lines. The other is Encore Electric Service Delivery, and they're going to keep your power lines functioning. And one of the ways that they need us to do to help in that is by knowing before you grow. Know before you grow. And that means that we need to be planting responsible trees. And I don't know that you ever shook hands with a responsible tree before, but let me introduce you to a tree that would fit that category. How about Mexican plum or teddy bear magnolia or some of the intermediate crepe myrtles? A Mexican redbud. These are trees that stay short. If you need a tree, you don't want one that has to be top to keep it out of the power lines. Nobody wants to do that. You don't go into landscaping knowing, well, I'm about to create a problem. I'm going to go plant a great big tree beneath the power lines. Nobody does that knowingly. The problem is that we don't know before we grow. So here's the way out of that. You say, well, I don't know what a Mexican redbud looks like. I never heard of that tree before. Therefore, how am I going to know? The way is you ask your nurseryman. Look for a Texas certified or master certified nursery professional. I've never put that phrase in an Encore ad before, but those are the best nurserymen in the state. And then you ask, how tall is this going to grow? And that person will tell you. You can also look it up online before you make your final decision. Have them hold it for you for 24 hours while you go home and do your research. That's cool. Encore Electric Delivery. Encore.com/knowbeforeyougrow.
Opinions, ideas, agreements, disagreements. This is Life on your radio. 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
Are insects destroying your lawn from above and below the ground? End the damage now with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Complete Insect Killer controls surface insects and root feeders as well. Insects are killed when they come into contact with the product. They're killed when they attempt to eat the plants. This exclusive two-way formula is the only product that combines two targeted chemistries into one granule to achieve maximum protection from the insects. This long-lasting formula with up to 90 days of subsurface insect protection, it won't wash away with your irrigation or rain. Use this on lawns, ground covers, flowers, trees, and shrubs, also along building foundations. Check the label for a complete listing of the insects Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer will eliminate. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced Incomplete Insect Killer. And that's Bayer Advanced, B-A-Y-E-R, Bayer Advanced, Complete Insect Killer.
A dependable answer to your gardening question is just a phone call away. Call Neil now, 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Travelin, very much. Mary, my announcer, and also with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, my advertiser and my friend for many, many years, and I thank her for being my announcer. We have full lines right now. I'm going to try to be as succinct in my answers as I can so we can move through these. This is our long segment, so if you get right to your question, then that will help a great deal. We're going to start with Maggie in Lavon. Maggie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning again and again and again.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a sweet basil plant that I bought as a baby, and I planted it in a 10-inch pot. And this happened to me last year as well. The bottom leaves start turning a light green, and they start getting brown spots on them.
All right, and it starts on the bottom leaves only?
It starts on the bottom, and then it spreads to the whole plant, as it did last year, but hasn't done that yet this year.
Okay. I've grown basil for 25 years, and I have seen that happen a time or two, Maggie. First of all, a fungal leaf spot. I think that's about the only thing I would figure this could be. I'm not saying that's what it is. Mm-hmm. A fungal leaf spot will typically not start just on the lower leaves. Or if it is just on the lower leaves, that means that the plant has outgrown it if it hasn't spread to the top leaves. That would typically be how a fungal leaf spot would attack. It would normally attack the opposite, on the newest growth, the tender growth, and then it would spread to other leaves. So I don't know that that's it. That sounds more to me like either a plant that wilted and then bounced back and had that kind of browning. That's not at all unusual. Or a plant that had some water on it at a time that the sun came out and just burned it. And then if that were the case, then you'd get new growth that would come up and be okay. And if you did it again, repeated it, then you know, with more water, more sunshine, then it could burn it again. Basil's not an especially tender plant when it comes to that sort of thing, to water on the leaves. It is very tender to cold, but it's not tender to that kind of stuff. So I don't know what that is. I would watch. If it's fungal, you should see some black reproductive spores in the center of the brown spots.
Okay.
My default on this is it's probably not anything to worry about. I watched mine, and they outgrew it very quickly when I had it many years ago. I have not seen it on the small-leafed basils, the other. There's so many different types of basil. Sweet basil is where I saw it, and I think it might have been drought. In my case, this has been 6 or 8 years ago, and otherwise I've never seen it hit the other types.
Okay.
So that's
thank you, Neil.
My partial answer. I hope I get a 71, teacher, from my score. I hope I pass the class because I'm not too sure on that answer.
If you have any kind of an answer, it's more than what I have.
Well, so I appreciate it. Good luck with it. You bet. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Nina in Valley View. Nina, this is Neil. Good morning.
You're on.
Oh, you're on, Nina. Call her in. She's out watering the garden. All right, we'll come back to Nina. Let's go to Dale in Waxahachie. Dale, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Well, my mother can grow absolutely anything except roses.
Okay.
I'm wanting to plant her some rose bushes. I'm wondering if there's something that's hardy and hard to kill because for some reason or other, she can't keep roses going.
Dale, there is a group of roses that has been selected, not bred by Texas A&M, but selected by Texas A&M. They're pretty awesome, really, and they are called Earthkind roses. Earthkind roses are plants that have passed the test of time. Forgive me for an interoffice memo here to Lee, but Lee, I am really getting static back on the headphones, so I don't know if there's a problem with our return line that goes back and forth between studios or not. But Dale, let me give you a kind of a truncated answer. I may take my next break quickly so we can reestablish this line or whatever we have to do. The Earthkind roses are available in most nurseries, most retail nurseries, and they are terrific. They have been grown with very minimal fertilizer and no spraying. In fact, almost no fertilizer. I think they will do even better if you do give them a little bit of fertilizer. There are, I think, now 23 or 24 varieties that have been selected, have been identified as being Earthkind over the past 10 years, and you'll find them in independent retail garden centers. If you get into an independent nursery, you call and ask, and there's a website from Texas A&M. Look up Texas A&M Earthkind, and Earthkind is one word, roses, and you'll see the whole list of them. Many of them are antique roses that were refound in cemeteries and abandoned home sites, so they're terrific. Yes, sir, your other question.
What's the best place to plant them as far as sun or shade?
They must have full sun, and it's best with roses to plant them out away from the house. Treat them more as shrubs than as flowers because they do get large. Remember to look at the mature size when you're buying them. My favorite of all the roses is a butterfly rose, Mutabilis. It is a single rose, only has five petals. but it makes a shrub that's taller than I am and 6 feet wide. It's a big plant, so that obviously you put out in the landscape somewhere. These are the bulletproof roses, and I think she can do fine with those.
Well, much obliged.
All right, thanks for the call very much. All right, we are going to take our break now so that we can figure out if there's any kind of a problem with the phone line. Sounds a little better now. Lee may have waved his wand over it. Let me tell you once again about Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We really want you as a subscriber, and maybe one time a year I put some kind of a very special offer on to give you a chance to save a lot of money just on the magazine alone, and that's what we're doing right now. It is not going to last much longer. It's a terrific offer for you. It is a chance to get the magazine at, the lowest price that I don't remember doing a lower price. It's less than $15 per year when you buy 3 years. It's $44.95 for a three-year subscription. Normally, it's $23.95 per year. You're paying less than $15 per year when you buy the three-year subscription today before 11 o'clock. We'll hold this open, the office open, until 11 today. Now, normally, it's a $59.95 price tag for a three-year subscription. This is $44.95, and we honor it for renewing subscribers as well. I always do any offer that I have for new or renewing subscribers. I always treat everybody equally on this. A lot of magazines won't do that. We do on ours. Our magazine is written by the finest garden writers in Texas. Every word of it for 26 years has been written specifically for the Lone Star State. Five or six of our writers have been there all of that time. I know you're going to like it. I need to get it in your hands so you can see it if you've never seen it. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, 3 years, satisfaction guaranteed, new or renewal, call before 11. It's just $44.95. 1-800-752-GROW. Written just for Texas. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Is your swimming pool turning green? Go to Dixon Brothers with a water sample. Get a step-by-step balance guide and professional strength pool life maintenance chemicals to keep it a beautiful, sparkling blue. Do you have leaves carpeting the bottom of your pool? You can pick up a Polaris robotic pool sweep, leaf nets, brushes, and other helpful accessories. Does your swimming pool equipment need some TLC? Need a new heater, filter, pump, or motor? Call Dixon Brothers, 972-288-7537, and make a service appointment to start the season right. Rely on folks at Dixon Brothers for fish pond or water garden supplies and spring startup advice. Get aquatic plants and water lilies, spring pond cleaners, medicated fish foods, thermometers, and much more. Dixon Brothers is the Metroplex's authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. That's Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. Quality products, tried and tested. DICKSON.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Let me tell you about Whiz-Q Stone right now. Let me invite you to go by their stone yard. It is a joy. It's fun. I am still a little boy at heart when it comes to stone and rock and boulders and things like that. You know how little boys will bring home pebbles that they think are really, really pretty. We have a grandson who is 2 years old and lives near us and with us a lot of the time. And Joseph will pick up things that he thinks are really pretty. Every little guy does that, and so do some older little guys, or some older guys that wish they were a little littler. Whiskey Stone. I digress, don't I? Whiskey Stone is at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. Mike Wisnand, his son Derek, own and operate the business. Mike's father founded the business back in 1983. And Mike and Derek are treasures within the nursery industry. Every nurseryman, every member of the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association knows them. They've watched Derek grow up and join his dad in the business. Mike is one of the most embracing people in the world and an honest businessman with incredible taste and selection in his stone. Oh, by the way, they have classes. I'm supposed to be doing that. I'm thinking about all those stones. Little boy drifting off there. Saturday, April 28, how to build a pondless waterfall. And on Saturday, May 5, how to install thin veneer stone. All of their classes start at 10 each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens. So April 28, how to build a pondless waterfall. May 5, how to install thin veneer stone. Visit the experts at WhizQ Stone at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. For more information, you can visit the website at whiz-q.com, W-H-I-Z, and then the hyphen, and then Q.com. That's in Wisnand Quarry is where Whiz Q came from. I thought you'd want to know. Whiz Q Stone, 817-429-0822, 817-429-0822. Whiz Q Stone, leaders in the hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams. All right, I did a little bit of quick research on behalf of Maggie in Levon on the basil. There is a bacterial leaf spot, and that will not show the spores, therefore. Pseudomonas is the genus of that bacterial leaf spot, produces round brown spots on basil leaves when the plant, with the plant first infected by splashing water during periods of wet, warm, humid weather. That is exactly what she was describing. The spots are waterlogged, may produce a wet, rotting stem in the plant. The bacteria, it actually is a typo here, says bacteria is carried. The bacteria are carried in the basil seeds. So you got this with the transplant. Anyway, the infection is reduced by watering, avoiding overhead watering, keeping the surface of the plant as dry as possible. Spacing the plants would help. And you know what? In retrospect, my problem abated when I started growing my basil in pots up above ground and also in a garden bed if you were to mulch the bed so that you didn't have the splashing. That would help a great deal. So I hope that helps her. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Nina now in Valley View. We'll try again. Nina, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help?
I have a 40-year-old red oak that has a small hole in the trunk, and I'm just concerned that it might be borers. The tree is about 60 feet tall. It's a beautiful tree, very healthy looking. That appears to be the only problem. There
Fine.
Is a stain going down the trunk, and it's been there, a month or so, but it appeared to be dry. But just in the past couple of weeks, it seems to be a little bit moist around that hole.
All right, well, the stain would be from decay, and so there is something going on in there.
Yeah.
It may originally have been borers. It also may originally have been a little twig or a branch that died or got broken and did not get pruned properly, therefore didn't heal properly. And That will also happen. Lots of times trees will outgrow such a thing. I guess it's possible that a tree could fall victim to such decay if it were left on its own for a long period of time. A lot of people will want to rush out and fill a cavity like that. There's definitely a cavity going on in there somewhere, and that's not a good plan. I think probably the best thing you could do would be to take some photos and get into a really good independent retail garden center and let them see what it looks like, see how large the hole is, see how bad the stain is. The very best thing you could do would be to get a certified arborist on site to look at the tree in person and do some probing into that cavity. The cavity may very well go up instead of just down in the trunk of the tree, so it's really hard to tell.
I stuck a twig in the hole, and it seemed to be about, less than an inch in there. It didn't seem to go up. It just went in.
All right, well, take a wire, just a piece of a fairly flexible wire, not as stout as a coat hanger, but something half that size, and do that same kind of probing and see what you find out. That's almost like a rain gauge stick or something. See how deep it is. And if it's not very deep, then I don't think you'll have a major problem. I certainly would not do any carving or excavating on it. I would watch it for a few months and see if it begins to put some new bark over that wound and heal over it. That's the way a tree normally would protect itself from some kind of injury like that.
Okay.
I wouldn't worry instantly right now, and the fact it's only one part of the tree, one spot on the tree, that's a good sign. If a problem were to begin to develop, it would be directly above that hole, up on a limb or on the leaves that are up there on that side above that hole, because that's where the conducting tissues are. But by the time you see that, then the problem's gotten a lot worse. I would just watch that hole for a while and see what happens.
Okay.
It's kind of a boring hobby, but that's what you... Yeah, thank you much. Let me go to Dwayne in North Dallas. Dwayne, I have about a minute. I think I can help you very quickly. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Go for it.
Yes, I have some crepe myrtles that have some white, like powdery substance on it.
All right, now is this on the leaves only, or is it on the twigs?
It's actually on the twigs only.
All right. And when you press on it, is there a red juice in them?
I did not press into them.
All right, you need to do that. Probably what you're seeing is a scale insect that was first observed along George Bush in Richardson. In 2005, we have been working with Texas A&M and with the Smithsonian and the University of Florida trying to get an identification of it. It's yet unidentified.
Red.
I'm sorry?
Yes, there is red.
Yeah, okay. Let me hurry because I'm going to run out of time with the top of the hour news. First of all, just to say this, we have current information at crepemyrtletrails.org on the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney website. This scale was... quite prevalent in 2007 when we had a cool, moist late May and June,
right.
Very wet, and it really crescendoed. It is we've never seen a plant die from it. It's just very disfiguring if you have a bad outbreak. I'm going to try to do a survey this year to see if it is primarily the Indian tribal name crepe myrtles, the new hybrids that are affected with it.
I don't know what
but
type
yeah,
of
yeah, I'm out of time. Hang on, let me.
House.
Okay, let me hurry. I've got to hurry. The best thing you can do is to apply Merit now, about the 1st of May and the 1st of July. Merit as a systemic drench. That will help. We'll be back.